Welcome to another episode of Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about Luke chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son. If you've been in church for any amount of time, I'm sure that you know that story. The word prodigal actually means a wasteful person. They are recklessly extravagant. Being a language arts teacher, I'm looking at the spelling of that word and it reminds me of prodigy. So in my mind, I'm wondering, could the prodigal child that you have actually be a prodigy in the making in the kingdom of God? Because a prodigy is an extraordinarily talented person. And there are some people in the body of Christ that he has given special anointings and giftings to reach the nations. So just keep that in mind as we are going through this story. And as I said, I'm sure you're very familiar with this story. It is the parable of two brothers and their father. The younger son asks the father for his inheritance, and the father grants his son's request. However, the younger son, who leaves home, squanders his fortune and eventually becomes destitute. So much so that he winds up sleeping and eating, literally, with pigs. So he's gone from having everything that he could have, including servants, to nothing. Sometimes this has to happen. People have to hit rock bottom to realize that the grass was not greener on the other side. And many of you might be dealing with a prodigal child, a child who rebelled, who you tried to raise properly and take them to Awanas and Bible camp and Sunday school and church on Sundays, and maybe you didn't grow up in church, I don't know. But for whatever reason, this child decided to go their own way, and it didn't turn out well. Maybe they're hooked on drugs, and now they're homeless or in jail. Maybe they got in with the wrong crowd, and they joined a gang, and now they're in prison. Maybe they ran away and you haven't heard from them for a year or two. Maybe you do know where they are and they just want nothing to do with you. All of these situations, as a mother, as a parent, are heartbreaking. It's really difficult to watch your child go through things that they really shouldn't have to go through if they would just listen. Now, here's the thing. Do you always listen to your Heavenly Father? Because I know that I didn't. I didn't always listen to my mother when she was alive. God rest her soul. And I did not always listen to my Heavenly Father. And it breaks his heart when we do things and he wants to save us and he's like, nope. I've got to let them experience some things and have some natural consequences. And as a parent, that's difficult. You want to save your child. But parenting is not in the saving business. That's God's job. That's God's job. So let's go back to our story. So when he comes home, the father gives the servant some instructions. He runs and he meets them. He meets his son, his younger son, and he's so happy to see him. And the son is like, you know, Dad, I'm not even worthy to be called your son anymore. Just make me one of your hired servants. Now, this is significant because back then, a hired servant was different from a house servant. A hired servant just worked for room and board, and they slept in an outhouse. A house servant lived in the house and was almost like family. So he just wanted to be a hired servant because he felt really bad about rebelling against his father, leaving, squandering his inheritance, getting involved in all sorts of debauchery. Yet this father, this loving father, says no. He tells the servants, get the best robe, get a ring for his finger, shoes for his feet, and a fatted calf. This also is significant. The best robe is symbolic of, you're my son. I need for you to look like me. Just like we are God's children and we are supposed to look like him. The ring for his finger was a sign of wealth. It's equivalent to what we would have today as a platinum credit card. He would be able to buy anything he wanted. It gave him a sign of prestige, a sign of wealth. He could be trusted. The shoes for his feet were significant because servants didn't have shoes. And remember, he asked to become a hired servant. And last, his dad threw him a party and he asked for a fatted calf. This was a sign of forgiveness and fellowship. Now, those of you who have children who have gone another way, let me tell you a couple of stories. Because it can only end up one of two ways. Either they continue down the bad path that they're on and they never recover and they don't return to the Lord or find the Lord and they leave this earth, or everything comes around full circle 360 and they find the Lord or they come back to the Lord. So one of my sisters was a beautiful girl. I mean, pretty like Beyonce pretty, just unnaturally beautiful. Beautiful skin, beautiful figure. I mean, she literally was perfection. When you look like that, you attract men. And she knew how she looked. She really didn't like the rules of church and of dad, and she went her own way. Things did not work out for her. As much as my father tried to intervene and help her and pray, and he couldn't save her. He couldn't save her. Long story short, my beautiful sister, who I looked up to, died right after I had my oldest daughter, whom she never saw. She died of AIDS. I don't know if she contracted it because of her promiscuous behavior or because of the drugs. Either way, she went on a path that was against how she was raised, and it led to her downfall. The last time I saw her, she did not look like herself. She was so thin. She had lost all of her hair. And this was during the height of the AIDS epidemic and the sores on the skin. I mean, I could be really graphic, but I'm not going to. And it just killed me to see this beautiful girl whittled down to literally nothing and have nothing. I also know people whose child has gone off and they've done things that are not good for them, like get into drugs and prostitution and other things. And they do come around. And their lives are wonderful and they have families now and children. And they can testify to God's mercy. Even Billy Graham whom, oh my goodness, I loved watching him on TV. I would sit as a child and I was mesmerized by this man who was preaching to thousands of people on a black and white screen with an integrated audience about the love of Jesus. Even his own son, Franklin, who is now a well-known evangelist and doing well, even his own son, for a short period of time, rebelled. He went out into the world. He was drinking. He was doing all sorts of things. And you know, it took him a little while to come around. But the thing that saved him were the prayers of his mother and father and their continued unconditional love for him. So that's what I want to tell you today to encourage you. To continue to stand in the gap and pray. Declare Psalms 91 over your child. Pray. When you see them, when you talk to them, and it may not be often, you need to let them know how much you love them and how much Jesus loves them, because that's what a good father or mother does. You don't have to love what they're doing. You do have to love them. You do have to love them. It may seem impossible, but we know in Matthew 19:26, it says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Such beautiful verses about how God wants nothing but the best for his children, and he'll do whatever he has to do. Luke 15:4, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? The heavens rejoice. The angels rejoice when a wayward son or daughter, a prodigal child, comes back and recommits their life to the Lord. Oh, what a blessed rejoicing there is in heaven. We want our children to be saved, and yet we can't save them. We can't live for them. Sin has natural consequences. It has natural consequences. And like my sister's story, it did not turn out well for her here on earth. It just didn't. She refused to listen. Bless her soul. My beautiful, beautiful sister. Most of the time, though, many of your children will return. They will turn out okay. I pretty much rebelled when I left for college. I grew up in church. We went to church Wednesday night, Friday night, sometimes on Saturday, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. I knew the Word of God. I could tell you scripture and verse. I could read all those old, long Hebrew names. You name it, I knew it. Yet I had no relationship with Jesus. So when I went off to college, the boy thing started happening. I didn't realize that I was halfway attractive until I went to college. So there was that. The whole, I'm independent and I'm no longer under all these thousand legalistic religious rules. So I kind of lost my mind and went left. I drank a little bit, not much. I never took drugs, but I was a party girl. School, forget school. I was tired of school. Whatever. I just wanted to have fun. And that's what I did. My grades suffered because of it. So I went from being a really good student to being on probation. How ridiculous is that? I started dabbling in the occult, wondering about that. I was doing all sorts of just foolishness, tomfoolery, nonsense. I started dabbling in other religions. I was taking classes trying to learn about Hinduism and Buddhism and New Age theories and trying to make all of this mesh together with the Word of God. And of course, it doesn't mesh. And my attitude changed. I began to rebel. I was disrespectful to my family. I kind of disowned my father because he was so hard on me. I just went crazy, y'all. I really went crazy. And my mother just prayed. And she loved me through it. She loved me through every bad thing I did or said. And that's what I needed. That's what I needed. And maybe that's what your child needs. I don't know. Maybe you were too hard on them. Maybe you were too strict, because there is such a thing as overparenting. I know that I overparented my kids. I did. I tried to overprotect them because of some abuse I suffered as a child. I know I was wrong for that. Perhaps that's what you did. Perhaps you did nothing wrong and you were a really good, pretty much near perfect parent. And your child still went off the deep end. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, you have the weapon of prayer in your arsenal. You have that. If your child will not listen to you, then you pray for God to put in their path the safe, Christian, biblically sound person that he or she will listen to. Don't try to control the situation. Don't try to control them. Leave it in God's hands. Surrender them to God, because really, they're his children. We are all God's children. We temporarily have them to race for his glory. Ultimately, they are his children. So I want you to be encouraged today that if you have a Franklin Graham, Katy Perry, her parents are both pastors, who has left the church, who is doing their own thing and maybe not living the way you think they should live, just remember that God has a plan and a purpose for each one of his children. Try not to judge. Love unconditionally. Pray from a point of victory and praise God for every day above ground that the Heavenly Father and his angels are protecting your child. Don't ever give up. Speak words of praise. You want the enemy to hear you praising God for the victory. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the hallways of hell. Praise him. And believe that your child will be delivered. Heavenly Father, I lift up every parent who is grieving over what seems to be a lost child. It seems like it's impossible and they're just gone, lost forever. Almost like they're dead. Yet, Lord, you are the God of resurrection. You raised Lazarus from the dead. You raised yourself from the dead. So we are calling forth those things that are not as if they were. Prodigal children are coming home in 2019. We decree and declare freedom from drug addiction, pornography, gambling, alcohol addiction, prostitution. They are coming out of jail. They are coming out of gangs. They are coming out of prisons. They will graduate and go back to school, whether it's high school or college. They will have a good job. They will have a loving home and a family. They will go to church. They will live for you. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to answer our prayers, that we're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders and testimonies this year. over our prodigal children. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for joining me on Coffee and Jesus. I pray that this message blessed you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.